Richmond was in a state of high anxiety after the Libby breakout. Soldiers searched the houses of practically every suspected Union sympathizer, including Van Luz. She managed to convince Confederate authorities she played no part in the escape. They allowed her to visit the perimeter of the Belle Isle camp on February 27th, but they kept a close watch on her when she did to make sure nothing got exchanged during the visit. Guards had begun moving the first of the Belle Isle prisoners to Andersonville 2 days earlier. Van Lu was shocked by the wretchedness and squalid filth she said she saw. The spymaster did not know that the next day the Union Army would launch another raid to free the inmates at Belle Isle and Richmond's other prisons. The operation was hatched by Brigadier General Hugh Judson Kilpatrick, a 28-year-old wiry West Pointer, always decked out in a stylish cutaway Union coat with a cocked hat and bushy ginger-colored sideburns. Other Union generals dismissed Kilpatrick, who had soared through promotions as a fool. The 3rd Cavalry Division commander had been nicknamed Kill Cavalry because of the reckless way he led his mounted soldiers into battles that resulted in many of them killed to satisfy his thirst for personal glory. Everything about Kilpatrick seemed seamy. A womanizer, at the front he kept a prostitute disguised as a male soldier he called Charlie. A world-class braggart, he disgusted fellow officers with the fraudulent battle reports that always inflated his role. But Kilpatrick had influential friends in Washington. He hoped the special operation he now planned would get him promoted to Major General if it succeeded, and one day propel him to the presidency. Kilpatrick made an end run around Pleasanton and Meade and went directly to Lincoln with his idea for a second attempt to rescue Union prisoners in Richmond. Pleasanton thought Kilpatrick's plan would fail, as Butler's had, but the young general sold Lincoln, who was still desperate to free the inmates before any more were shipped off to Andersonville. The president approved the mission. He also wanted Kilpatrick's men to spread copies of his Emancipation Proclamation among Richmonders. Meade, who had been kept in the dark about the plan presented to Lincoln, hated the upstart cavalry general, but reluctantly went along with the mission. Perhaps Kilpatrick might succeed in rescuing the 15,000 prisoners in Richmond, he thought. Sharp still received reports from Maddox that the rebel capital continued to be lightly defended, and Meade believed them.